Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Big news this week was that Major League Baseball pulled the All-Star game from the city of Atlanta. Now, initially, 55% of Americans, according to a poll by the Daily Wire and SurveyMonkey.com, Daily Wire is a conservative group, obviously, but they had broken out into thirds and asked Democrats, Republicans, and Independents what they thought, and 55% of people were initially supportive of Major League Baseball's decision to pull the game from Atlanta. And then once they started reading about the actual law, then 54% became against Major League Baseball's decision to pull the All-Star game. Regardless, the game will be in Denver, Colorado, this summer. And the Midsummer Classic goes to Denver. And joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, I'm very thrilled that he could join us, given the time difference and how busy he actually is. Denver's 45th mayor, Michael Hancock, Michael B. Hancock. Good morning, sir. Thank you very much for taking the time to join us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline today.
Good morning. Glad to be with you. Not that busy at 6:30 in the morning, though.
You will be. I know. You get reports on what happened in the city overnight and everything, although Denver is beautiful. If people have never been there, I highly recommend it. A great city to visit. When you go visit, everybody says, you know what, I could probably live here. It is a wonderful place. But you grew up there, correct?
I did, and thank you for your words. We really do cherish how beautiful Denver is. But we could say the same for Pittsburgh. I'm a big fan of that city.
Well, good. I'm glad. mutual respect society there. Your Rockies will be coming to play our Pirates in May, so maybe you can make the journey out. When I was in Denver, I was amazed. I always thought that, that you were in the mountains, but the mountains just give you a wonderful backdrop in that city.
Right.
It's just fabulously beautiful. I can't express enough how impressed I am with your city. Congratulations, I guess, on getting the All-Star game. How did you pull that off? Did you make the call, or how were you notified that you were getting it?
Actually, Major League Baseball called us, and they called the Rockies, the Colorado Rockies, and asked if Denver would be interested. And obviously the ownership called us, and we have a 24/7 marketing arm called Visit Denver. We all got together. You know, one of the things that people don't realize, Denver was in the running for the 2022 bid. They asked us to consider 2024. We had already had our site visit, so we had a blueprint for hosting the All-Star game, and so it fit. And you just can't say no to that opportunity.
No, you can't. And, I don't think anybody's blaming Denver for what happened in Atlanta or to Atlanta, but is there some guilt, do you think, from your city or population that, you're taking somebody else's game? I mean, you were close to getting it in 2022, so it almost doesn't matter, but is there some weird feeling about that?
I don't know, it was a weird feeling. You know, I spoke with the mayor of Atlanta, who's a good friend, who I have tremendous respect for, about this, and she was, very commendable and congratulated Denver. And it's not that sort of situation. We did not pursue to pull it from Atlanta. They were out looking for a home after making a decision on their own, independent of Denver, to move it. And so there were several cities that went after it. Why wouldn't we? The Midsummer Classic is a tremendous opportunity for any city, and we're glad to have it.
Yeah, I guess it's just like when somebody loses a job and somebody gets the job next. It's just the way it is.
Exactly.
It's not anything personal or anything like that. Atlanta is a great city. It's a majority African American. Colorado, Denver is not. You know, it's a majority European American or white. So I think the 9% African American. Do you think race had anything to do with anything, or is that just nothing at all?
You know, I don't think it's about race, at least in the termination of selecting Denver. Again, we had the blueprint to host because of the pandemic. You know, Denver's one of the top convention destinations in the country. But because of the pandemic, our convention center was available, hotels were available. And, you know, the reality is Denver has a very progressive voting system in our city. And, you know what, we have a tremendous turnout. We have every active registered voter receives a ballot. There are just some things that were very attractive, I'm sure, to the Major League Baseball for Denver, and not based on race, but based on availability and based on the fact that it has a gold standard in terms of voting system.
You obviously made quite an impression on Major League Baseball when they came to or did the site visit originally. The question I had about your voting, you said you're a progressive. It is a progressive area, progressive state at this point now. The voting rules in Denver and Colorado are 15 days of early voting. I think the Georgia law is 17 days of early voting. The issues are very similar. There's not much of a difference in what the new Georgia law is and what Colorado offers. Did that make you scratch your head as to why the game was actually pulled out of Atlanta?
No, I think there's one of the things that we all must recognize. It really is an opportunity for every city and state to think twice about decisions you make with regards to changing or restricting access to the ballot box. For every action, there's going to be a reaction. And in this case, there was. When you look at Colorado's voting, and I have now perused the Georgia law, there are some differences that we need to be mindful of. Actually, all registered active voters in Colorado get mail ballots sent to them. That doesn't happen in Georgia. We actually send them out 22 days before the election. So you have up to 22 days to return your ballot. We have 24/7 drop-off ballot locations outdoors. So there's no having to wait till the next day because they're indoors and they shut down at 5 o'clock. It's 24/7 during the election. We have election day registration. So there's a great deal of accessibility to the ballot box for Denver. And we can go into the history of it. I was there as a member, as president of city council in 2006 when we reformed our elections in Denver. But Colorado, in general, laws allow us the flexibility to really have the values of making sure that people have unabridged access to the ballot box. And I think there's a tremendous upside there.
Okay, yeah, and the ballot box has been legalized in Atlanta, or in Georgia as well. Atlanta is losing approximately $190 million in economic activity and revenue. I guess that's going to make you smile to see that come into your coffers, correct?
No better time to jumpstart the economy than now. You know, this pandemic's been very difficult, particularly on small businesses, our restaurants, our bars, taking it on the chin. And so absolutely, we went after this and said this makes a lot of sense, and we want to do it for those who have been so badly impacted by the pandemic. And it's going to be a great opportunity. $190 million economic impact, that's a pretty good deal to get started to recovery.
Absolutely. And do you think, you did not solicit this game, Major League Baseball called you and your city and your team, the Rockies.
Yes.
Do you think that
yes.
Cities that may have solicited Major League Baseball, do you think Major League Baseball may have frowned on that, somebody else trying to take advantage of somebody else's misfortune?
No, I think, no. I mean, that's a very natural reaction to make a call. We decided we would, I mean, I know there were other cities in the running for this, so I can't say that Major League called them, that they proactively called Major League. I don't think there's a problem either way. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. You're moving, you're looking for a home, we could use that shot in the arm as well. So I'm not at all knocking them and don't see it as a bad move whatsoever.
Mr. Mayor Michael Hancock of Denver, Colorado, I truly appreciate your time this early in the morning. Thank you very much for joining us here on KDK in Pittsburgh, and hopefully you can come in and see the Rockies take on the Pirates at PNC Park on May 28th.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, man. Keep on keeping on out there in Pittsburgh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.